TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Simon Martin with an audio-described visit to the Repair Café in Shrewsbury, Shropshire. The Repair Café movement started in the Netherlands in 2009 and has since become global with over 3,600 venues. They're free community events, and wherever you live, there's likely to be one not too far away. Shrewsbury Repair Café meets on the third Saturday of the month between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's held at the United Reformed Church near the English Bridge. I'm standing outside on a day of blue sky and sunshine, a buddleia bush on my left beside me. There's level access from the other side of the building, but I'm taking the short flight of steps to St. Nicholas Hall. There's a lady ahead of me, bringing a vacuum cleaner in a carrier bag. She has a small dog on a lead and is being greeted by one of the team. To my right is a room where people are waiting to have their items to repair checked in. I carry on past and into the hall where the Repair Café proper is underway. It's a large room, well lit with natural light from windows on both sides. The immediate impression is of a friendly, welcoming place with a buzz of conversation. On the left, an A board with a list of items for repair this week. A tick next to the ones already fixed. Kettle, radio, mixer, clock, coat. In front of me, a table with items waiting to be mended and the reception team filling in the forms to attach to objects on their journey through the cafe. To my right, the table with teas, coffee and cake. The cafe part is staffed by members of the church congregation. There's no charge, though donations to cover costs are welcomed. Ranged around the room, any number of volunteer fixers surrounded by their tools and equipment. In the middle of the space, a large, low table with seats all around. It's the social hub of the place, where folk are waiting for things to be repaired and enjoying a cuppa and conversation. In winter, the cafe is a designated warm space. It is okay to come for company and cake as it is to have something fixed. With the social table to my left, I make my way around the room anti-clockwise. First up, on my right, is the textile team with fabrics, needles, threads and sewing machines. Ruth is carefully stitching pale purple cashmere.
So these lovely turtle dove fingerless mittens.
It's a beautiful purple colour.
But the owner has just been, because I know her daughter's come to help at the repair cafe, and so she's taken the repaired ones back, and these are what she was wearing. So we're talking about mending them quickly before the holes get any bigger.
Sounds like
preventative.
At the other end of Ruth's table, Jules is doing one of her decorative, visible repairs, stitching the back pocket of a pair of denim jeans.
Yes, somebody's obviously losing their loose change out of their back pocket, just put a patch behind it and then woven it in.
One of your visual...
Yes, it is, yeah. Here we've got a sample of some others that I do, some colourful weaving, or if it's a child's garment, maybe to...
I'd like one of those.
Yeah, it's the Up House from Walt Disney.
Yes.
Little dog or flowers, stars, anything really that... Yeah. And appeals to the person.
And you embroider that over the repair that you've done?
Yes. Yeah. So it's reinforced behind, repaired, then has the embroider on the top. So hopefully it should hold.
Viv nods to me. She's about to fire up her sewing machine. Time to move on. Continuing clockwise, the social coffee table still to my left is abuzz with conversation, and a couple of dogs are being spoiled rotten with plenty of attention. Pete's the horologist, with magnifiers, bright light and clock-repairing tools. People bringing their items for repair are invited and very welcome to discuss, and where possible, help with their repairs.
So what we have here, Linda has brought in a lovely little... I suppose mantle clock, really, isn't it? A lovely little mantle clock that's got a quartz movement inserted in it. We've found out that actually it's just the battery needs changing, yes. So we've advised her where to go and get that changed. But also the little insert into the metal case has become loose.
Okay.
So I would recommend to you, Linda, you put just a little circle of double-sided tape.
All right. Yes.
Because it's leaning back and you don't want it to be glued in because you have to be able to take it out as and when the batteries need changing. But just a little circle of double-sided tape should hold it.
Yes.
Next up, Marianne has her jewellery equipment set up. Boxes of beads, findings, cords and necklace wire.
What was it you wanted done with the bracelet?
Oh, I was just wondering if you could make the rings a bit smaller, if you could do those as well.
Oh, yeah.
But it was getting that bit repaired, really, that was the main thing.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I haven't got any chain with me.
Mm.
If you wanted to either bring it back next time and I'll bring some chain for you to look at with
me.
Yeah,
would you?
Yeah, but it isn't. We're not on next.
Moving on again, past a table with a broken blue ceramic jug like a Grecian amphora. It's held on its side in a vise, the handle in three pieces. The first piece is carefully placed in position and being left for the adhesive to dry. Just beyond the amphora is Brian, working on an electrically operated picnic cool box. I've noticed him tinkering with this one for a while.
Changing the switch on this cool box, which also heats.
Yeah.
So
I've been watching you for ages. You've been taking it to pieces and cleaning everything up. Have you managed to get it back together again?
Well, I tried to. Yeah, it's going back together. But the switch I was hoping to use to replace it turns out to be not suitable. So I'm having to do a bit of lateral thinking.
Okay.
But I think it'll work in the end.
After Brian and his lateral thinking, I'll let the next three fixers, Peter, Robert and Aaron, speak for themselves.
Well, just trying to mend this iron.
Okay.
I've just got to it, so I'm getting a meter out to check that there's continuity, the fuse is good and there's power getting to the iron. Okay.
Robert, you've got this sort of fiddly draw handle.
Yeah, it's one of these where the metal is really very brittle and it was obviously not in position. And so I carefully tried to sort of reposition it using two sets of pliers. Yeah. And it's one of these sort of very brittle alloy jobbies. Arguably, if it snaps, it's a new handle. If I tried to do anything else with it, I'm afraid I might snap the whole thing. So I'm going to leave it and hope that it's good enough.
Thank you. I've got a door handle that I'm changing the spring inside because it had snapped, and I'm struggling to refit the
spring clip. Then.
Yeah.
And judging by the colour of your fingers, it all oily and greasy and stuff.
Oh, it is.
I'll not disturb Simon. He's working away, surrounded by wires, a multimeter, soldering iron, and his very serious-looking electronic equipment. He's deep inside an old radio, the kind powered by big, square batteries. And I've now completed a circuit of the room which still buzzes with activity and conversation. I'm back at the start, at the check-in desk, and Tracy, who keeps tabs on the repairs, and is a spreadsheet wizard.
Still so much stuff to be repaired, so I'm hoping we can get through it all today.
Okay, I'll stop recording in a minute and start seeing if I can fix some stuff.
Yeah.
That's telling me. Stop audio recording and get back to mending things. But before I go, there are repair cafes in towns and cities throughout the UK and in dozens of countries around the world. If you'd like to know more, please visit www.repaircafe.org. For the Shrewsbury Repair Cafe in particular, please search for us by name, online and on Facebook. Repair cafes are friendly places, so never be afraid to ask for any assistance you might need.
TNS Soundings.